Track 4. Born in 1951 from Ruth Lady Fermoy's bold vision, King's Lynn Festival has grown into one of the UK's most distinguished arts gatherings, pairing stellar lineups with beautiful historic venues.
For a fortnight each summer, King's Lynn's historic streets, churches and theatres hum with music, conversation and shared experiences. What began in 1951 as a one-off celebration of the restored Guildhall of St George has grown into one of the UK's most respected arts festivals, yet it remains unmistakably rooted in this corner of West Norfolk. The festival's story starts with Ruth, Lady Fermoy, whose "nothing but the best" mantra set the tone for everything that followed. Her vision, alongside that of Alexander Penrose, who saved the Guildhall from demolition after the Second World War, turned a threatened building into a cultural landmark, officially reopened by Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother. From those early days when Benjamin Britten, Kathleen Ferrier and Peter Piers appeared on the programme, King's Lynn Festival has drawn world-class performers to intimate, atmospheric spaces. Over the decades, audiences have welcomed stars including Dame Judi Dench, Peggy Ashcroft, Peter Ustinov, Dame Kiri Tkanawa, Leslie Garrett, Jules Holland, Tasmin Little, Nicola Benedetti, Evelyn Glennie, Benjamin Grosvenor, Sam Lee and the Black Dyke Band, a roll call that underlies the festival's reputation. Today, the lineup might range from classical superstars to jazz greats, folk innovators and boundary-pushing contemporary artists. Concerts, talks and community projects unfold in some of Norfolk's most beautiful venues, from St Nicholas Chapel and King's Lynn Minster to the Corn Exchange and churches across West Norfolk. Alongside famous names, there's a growing focus on new work, collaborations with schools and inclusive projects that open up the arts to all ages. This year's programme, which runs from July the 12th to the 25th, is extra special as the festival celebrates its 75th anniversary. With 40 events spanning classical music, jazz, folk, dance, theatre, visual art, talks and walks and more. Artistic director Ambrose Miller says, "As we warmly welcome Ben Horden as our new festival manager, we look forward to a spectacular celebration of music and the arts for both West Norfolk residents and visitors to the area." Says Ben Horden, "Our aim remains to deliver a cultural offering as dynamic and inclusive as the community we serve, in combining rich traditions and strong history with a dedication to future development. We don't just celebrate 75 years of King's Lynn Festival, we lay foundations for the next 75 with a bold vision for culture in West Norfolk." Here are the festival highlights. Mark Anthony Turnage. Mark Anthony Turnage is this year's featured composer. On July the 13th, as well as joining Ambrose Miller in conversation, the Contemporary Consort presents a fascinating programme of music by Turnage with Copland, Stravinsky and Bernstein at King's Lynn Town Hall. An evening with the Canet Masons, the world-renowned siblings take to the stage. Known for an intuitive rapport that only a lifetime of shared music making can foster, they bring a breathtaking depth to chamber music repertoire. It's on July the 16th. Dennis Baptiste. Jazz takes centre stage on July the 17th at King's Lynn Corn Exchange. MOBO award-winning saxophonist Dennis Baptiste completes the Gary Crosby Quartet for a celebration of John Coltrane's seminal album, A Love Supreme. Academy of Ancient Music with violinist-director Bo Jan Žižek. The ensemble makes a much-anticipated return to the festival at St. Nicholas Chapel on July the 18th with the Art of the Italian Concerto, including music by Vivaldi, Corelli and Locatelli. The festival has enjoyed a long association with the Academy of Ancient Music, and its founder, Christopher Hogwood, was a past artistic director. Roderick Williams, the acclaimed baritone, makes two major appearances. On July the 19th, he joins the King's Lynn Festival Chorus at St. Nicholas Chapel for Vaughan Williams' Five Mystical Songs, and returns on July the 23rd with pianist Ian Burnside at the Minster for a quintessentially English songbook, including music by Ireland, Gurney, Holst and Vaughan Williams, who has strong links to the festival and the town. Boris Giltburg. On the 21st of July, the virtuoso pianist takes to the stage at the Minster. His programme, which he takes to Wigmore Hall just 3 days later, features the Bach, Busoni, Ciccone in D minor, Liszt's Sonata in B minor, and Ravel's visionary Gaspard de la Nuit. Craig Ogden, the chart-topping guitarist, brings a vibrant fantasy to flamenco programme to the Town Hall on July the 22nd. His performance will span works by Vivaldi and Rameau to the invigorating tangos of Piazzolla. The Pasadena Roof Orchestra. For one night only, take a step back into the glamorous era of the Great Gatsby, the Cotton Club, flappers and speakeasies for a unique concert celebrating the music of the roaring 20s and 30s. Showcasing a sparkling collection of music and lovingly recreated orchestrations of classics from the likes of George Gershwin, Cole Porter, Duke Ellington and Irving Berlin. The concert celebrates the hot rhythms and sweet melodies of the iconic era. King's Lynn Corn Exchange on July the 24th. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Adam Hickox. Beethoven's Eroica Symphony concludes the 2026 King's Lynn Festival at King's Lynn Corn Exchange on July the 25th, just as it did in the first festival in 1951. The programme opens with Mendelssohn's evocative Fingal's Cave, and Tchaikovsky's Great Romantic Violin Concerto takes pride of place. Violinist Hannah Chang is a BBC Radio 3 New Generation artist and distinguished soloist, appearing with many of the major European orchestras. The concert is supported by the Borough Council of King's Lynn and West Norfolk. To see the full programme and book tickets, visit kingslynnfestival.org.uk. Alternatively, telephone 01553 764 864 or call in at the box office at King's Lynn Corn Exchange from Monday to Saturday between 10 and 5 p.m.